And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Power Hour. Today is October 16th. Let me double check on that, but yeah. Golly, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday, October 16th. What is going on? I'm your guest host today, Dr. H. Ruat, coming to you live from the top of the Wasatch Mountains in beautiful Utah. Corruptly beautiful Utah. Thanks for listening in. Sure appreciate all that do care to listen in. Again, carrying on the tradition of Joyce Riley. May she rest in peace. Loved her dearly. Glad to fill in and help out as we can. Oh, my heavens. Yesterday, that hour went by so fast. Power hour. Well, it was power indeed. It just seemed like we maybe 10 minutes and we were done. It was just fast. We are joined by gubernatorial candidate Philip Lyman here in Utah, an incredible story. And I don't know whether it was because of the show or just what, but we had breaking things happening about 2 hours after the show, believe it or not. As we explained yesterday, the apparatus, the gears of the machine started to kind of be stripped a little bit because suddenly there was a release from the state auditor who had agreed to do, quote unquote, an audit in conjunction with the lieutenant governor's office. Of course, she's on the ticket. There's no conflict of interest there. Holy cow, no. Can't possibly be in a conflict of interest. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, and of course, running mate of sitting governor Spencer Cox in Utah. Now, again, people are asking, well, I don't care about what's happening in Utah, but you really do need to know, ladies and gentlemen, because seems like what happens here in Utah starts the stage for what's happening in the rest of the nation. It's always been that way, whether it's, you know, I've been exposing the machinations of the health departments getting dictatorial controls. To basically, you know, in 2008, I was reporting this on the radio show, radio shows, plural. So I did many shows explaining the problem with, you know, they can call a pandemic. They can just call it because the CDC says, well, we've got this, this is the way it is. And the health departments are on the lockstep. And before long, we're locked down. People said, in 2008, Dr. Ott, you're crazy conspiracy theory nut. You're not. It's not going to happen. No way America would be locked down under a false pandemic. When it started happening in 2019, I'm telling people in October, it's going to happen. It's all set. And it started in Utah, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the background history for what it's worth. The governor of the state of Utah at the time, Mr. Michael and Okerlund Leavitt, was tabbed by George W. Bush to become the head of the Health and Human Services. Yeah, not a doctor. He's a businessman, and I say that loosely. But to head up the Health and Human Services, HHS department, Health Education and Welfare, HEW, doesn't make sense. I said so. What Mike Leavitt is really good at is centralizing power away from we the people into oligarchical structures, whether it's regional governors, associations, just power, the power coming away from the people and into centralized at the top. That's what Mike Leavitt's good at. And yes, you remember there was the bird flu pandemic rhetoric and the hype. Remember the made-for-TV movie on the inevitable bird flu pandemic? Well, golly, Stacy Keach, the actor, you know, played Governor Mike Leavitt's counterpart. And I couldn't believe this guy, Mike Leavitt, saying, well, they should have got a better-looking guy to play me type of thing. Yeah, I was tongue-in-cheek, but the bottom line is, folks, whoa. It sets the stage, you see, empowering a government takeover. Now, fine, if there is truly a pandemic, if people are really dropping dead like flies, and we're talking millions with an M, fine. Emergency systems should be in place, surely. Locking down in place. But folks, that just didn't happen. There was, the facts are in. The 2020 season was a very mild influenza season. In fact, look at the stats, folks. We all know this now to be true. Hindsight is 2020. It's perfect vision. You see, the deaths have come largely from the vaccinations. Now, don't, can't say that. That's not politically correct, but it's the truth, folks. I've said this from the beginning. Yeah, the vaccination. I'm not talking about the COVID vaccines. I'm talking about the massive vaccines that were given called the trivalents, the quadrivalents, the quads, so they were called, given mostly to the people in rest homes, primarily. The trivalent, the quadrivalent, absolutely given in mass to our Native American populations. Uh-huh. Health and Human Services did a good job with those. Just one of the virus strains, ladies and gentlemen, is in the trivalent as well as the quadrivalent. Just happens to be SARS-CoV-2. Yeah, SARS. It's a SARS derivative. Yeah. Inject that into your body, folks, in October, November, the flu season, and watch things start happening. It's how you create it, folks. You cannot, this is what's crazy. You have to have a virus injected into you of this nature. You just can't go catch it. That's hard to believe, isn't it? But it's the fact, folks. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. So we know this is happening. We know this has been a problem. And so in retrospect, we looked at what was all this lockdown for? What's all this consolidation of power? Is it relevant today? Absolutely never more so, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just bring you up to why this is important with the governor's race today, Phil Lyman versus incumbent Governor Cox. In a nutshell, going through the caucus process, the state convention, which is a microcosm of the national convention, just versus counties versus states. We had the process that is viable. It's workable, statistics speaking, folks. When you have representative government, when you have we the people as a republic coming together at the state level grassroots, and you elect the equivalent of president, which is the governor's race, and you go through the system and you present it to the people. The people usually make the right decisions. Even though, you know, a lot of brainwashing happens through the national media, the bottom line, in my estimation, the people usually make the right decisions, statistically speaking. Okay? And that's what happened here in Utah. This last spring at the convention, the candidate, not the sitting governor, the candidate, Phil Lyman, received 67% of the convention vote, which by law puts him right directly straight to his name on the general election ballot this November, next month. Oops. That's the law. It happened. Never before in the history of Utah, and I don't know of many states, I haven't been able to check the stats on this. But folks, a sitting governor is in the proverbial catbird seat. He controls so much of the media, of the rhetoric, of budgets, you know what I'm saying? To have a sitting governor receive 33%, one-third of the vote was unheard of. You would think that the governor would say, my gosh, I messed up. My gosh, people have spoken. I'm not popular. This is the ultimate poll, accurate polling. But no. The machine began to say, we're going to subvert the people's voice. Now, The breaking news is just after the show yesterday. Candidate, I to me, to him, he is my governor until proven otherwise. He did send me a notice. He said, you know, golly, this is just coming out. They've released the audit information. Keep in mind, this is so crazy because it is a controlled, and I capitalize C, controlled audit here in Utah. It's overseen by the lieutenant governor. She's the one that directs and spins it. So they released it, but they couldn't keep it under wraps. They tried to, but it couldn't. Bottom line is, folks, all the statistical models, and that's what really an audit is, it's using the laws of statistics. Okay? And those are, it's like the law of gravity. You drop something, it's going to fall. Statistics will say, if you roll a die, six-sided dice, you're going to have statistical, large enough numbers, it's going to even out. You're not going to roll snake eyes every single time unless the die is loaded, and then you got a problem. But the law of statistics is pretty doggone accurate. I like to say, as an accountant myself, and I excelled in statistics, mathematics is numbers. They don't lie. They do roll out. In other words, if you're flipping a coin 1,000 times, you're going to be really close to 50-50. Otherwise, they wouldn't flip a coin the start of a football game. Okay? So, folks, listen up. The statistics don't lie. The report was issued, oh, my heavens, statistically speaking, Governor Cox did not, and I repeat, not, N-O-T, have the requisite 28,000 signatures. You hear the record scratching? Because, my heavens, if that's the case statistically, it means he never should have got on the primary ballot to begin with. So it invalidates that. So here's the issue, ladies and gentlemen. This is where I want to get to the show today. At what point do the powers that be marshal their forces of protection to protect the institution? I submit we saw that in spades in January 2021. We can't really go there because it's a constitutional crisis. Oh, my heavens. We got to protect the sanctity of government. We saw that in spades on the Washington, D.C. federal level. Now, here in Utah, oh, my heavens, same thing. Well, you know, he still should be on the ballot and still should be in the catbird seat because if he had done more, he would have gotten enough. He was so close. Listen. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, ladies and gentlemen. You have 28,000 votes as a threshold. If you're 27,994, you're done. You don't qualify. That's the law. Justice is very, very clear. So here's talk to Phil through text late last night. Hope he's listening in, but he's got committee meetings he's involved in now today. Couldn't be on the show, but my goodness, he nailed it. He says, yeah, clearly he didn't receive the legal threshold. So now how do you protect the institution versus the will of we the people? Wow. So yesterday was an interesting day in Utah, nonetheless. And so we see this ripple effect coming not only in Utah, but up, you know, into Arizona, trying to you know, you want to instill confidence. And if it's a confidence game, a con game, well, the more confidence you have, the better the scam is. So, oh, you got to have confidence. Don't question, don't doubt our wonderful integrity. When government says that, I'm sorry, I really grab my wallet tight at that point. That's me personally, folks. So what happened yesterday after the show? This is breaking news. We get remember Ron Paul? Have we forgotten about Ron Paul? We shouldn't. He made sense when he was running for president. He makes sense today. Still, he's a voice of reason, folks. He broke an incredible story yesterday. Ron Paul warns that the U.S. military yesterday was, quote, just authorized to kill Americans on U.S. soil. Ron Paul said, I think this development is very, very dangerous. Not just dangerous, not just very dangerous. Ron Paul says it's very, very dangerous. Now, folks, this is what's crazy about this. This is not a law that's gone through the process of the bicameral, House Senate ratifying this, the vote of the House of Representatives and this president's signature. No, it's not law. It's a Pentagon Department of Defense directive. What does that mean? It means simply, folks, say hello to martial law. If martial law is imposed, these directives take precedence. They become the law. The barrel of the gun becomes the enforcement badge, and that's what's very, very dangerous. That's what's happening here. Check it out, folks. Department of Defense Directive 5240.01. The U.S. military has quietly, nothing on the controlled media, not a blip on the radar, of course, of course. So it's very quietly been granted the authority to assist domestic law enforcement activities. Posse comitatus. Ooh, come on, really? In America? Something you might see in the in Venezuela or Banana Republic somewhere, but here in the US of A, yeah, folks. Yes. And it's the language of 5240 dash or dot 01 includes the use of lethal force against US citizens in certain circumstances. Lethal actions are justified under what is, quote, imminent threats. Now, what exactly is defined as an imminent threat and by who? What is an imminent threat? That's subjective, folks. You might have I don't know, a first lieutenant that never seen any action. He's shaky. Or let's, I don't hate to be sexist, but what if it's a woman on her that has an issue with her monthly? She's a little bit nervous. She's shaking. Oh, I don't like what they're, this guy in the bullhorn. What's he talking about election fraud? No, shoot his ass. And it's okay. Because there's no definition of what a national security threat is. Anybody just protesting whatever happens in the elections can be can be targeted to use lethal force. It's unbelievable. It's jaw-dropping. Oh, I can hear it now. Well, Dr. Ott, this is nothing new. This same thing was basically directive was sent out in 2016, and that's true. That's true. Let's look at the 2016. Actually, it was 1982 was the first one. So the 1982 directive, and then there was a 2016. But let's look at the differences, and you'll see that it's the 2016 version focused this area. Again, that's 4 months before the pandemic, 2016, and who was in the White House? Barack Hussein, Abomination. Yeah, 2016 version never used the words use of lethal force was not in the language. No, but it does have provisions for civil liberties protections. It's ensured strict oversight for operations involving U.S. citizens, especially our African-American brethren and sisters, okay? We're going to protect the inner city, you know, minorities. That was the, remember, that was the thrust of Barack Obama's presidency? Civil liberties, civil liberties, civil liberties. Okay, fine. Not a problem. We needed, kind of needed that with Black Lives Matter, right, and Antifa. But anyway. Other part, intelligence collection restrictions. It very much limited in the language how and when the United States citizens' personal information, what's called USPI, could be collected. Mm-hmm. Well, that was because of, you know, the grassroots America was deeply concerned of these national data collection centers, the NSA. What? Yeah, yeah. 2016. That's only 8 years ago, folks. And of course, there were massive privacy safeguards in the 2016 version. Whew. It was all about intelligence gathering to give to domestic highway patrol or you know, either state police or local law enforcement. That's it. But now, look at the 2024 version just passed. Dramatic shift, ladies and gentlemen. Dramatic shift, in my opinion. Section 3.3A now explicitly permits lethal force. That's unheard of. It's crossed the Rubicon, in my opinion, folks. Explicitly permits federal military in cases of, quote, imminent threats or, not and, or national security emergencies. Well, folks, it's an interesting time we live, for sure. Right before the elections, this thing is passed. We'll open up the phone lines, do what you want to comment, ask questions. We'll take it to Dr. Truock. This is the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour Live every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. Join us for dynamic discussions and call in with your questions or comments at 888-627-6008. Can't make it live? No worries. You can catch the replay anytime 24/7 by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay in the loop? Sign up for our daily newsletter to get show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. And if you're a podcast fan, we've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, the Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour. Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right, you're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart, shop independent, shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, your guest host today, Dr. A. Truott, coming to you from the mountains of Utah. You want to call in and give a comment or just put in your two cents worth, you're sure welcome to. 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. I believe that's the number. I'm the guest today. I'm not really the regular, so I'm doing the best we can. But folks, yeah, what do you think about this directive, the DOD directive? Whoa. All things considered, I got to say the timing has got to be really suspect. I mean, we have, there is such a bipolar division in America right now. It's just just incredible. For the first time, you have people like Hillary Rodham Clinton actually publicly now, not privately, publicly declaring Donald J. Trump to be, quote, a threat to democracy worldwide and intimating he should be taken out before this threat, you see, has any chance of getting four more years. Now, come on, that's going to empower any little person that's psychopathic. I mean, you know, whether you just don't, that's just not American politics. I don't know of any time in American history, folks, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening in, is there any time in American history where the other party has actually called for the assassination of the other party? Now, I mean, is it that bad? Well, you have such a division. There are the MAGA crowd, Make America Great Again, that is rapidly, you know, supportive of President Trump. And they have zero tolerance for what they term the Communist Party, the Communist Kamala. And, you know, I got to tell you, folks, that's not objectively, that's not an unfair assessment. People aren't really looking so deeply at Kamala's background the way they should. I mean, we have people like Candace Owens, bless her heart, who are digging into what Kamala's black heritage, because I mean, come on, Candace is African American. She has that. She wants to protect the Jackson family. I get that, but no, it's deeper than that. Candace, go deeper. Go deeper, please. Whether I'm going to say this out front. I hope people don't get too upset at this, but it's just again my personal opinion. I do not care, personally, if Kamala Harris is one-third black or 0% black or mostly East Indian. Or I don't care about the color of her skin and what color, what blood she has. That's not what's important to me. What is important is where she came out of. What cocoon did she hatch out of? What log does she come crawling under? And that's what needs to be looked at. With all due respect, Candace, don't make it a race issue. Don't make it whether she's blackish or unblackish. I don't care. Most people, I think most Americans today, don't care about that. I get that she's trying to court the black vote. Kamala is. But it's deeper than that. Look deeper. When you come out of, you look at the bloodlines, who was her grandfather and great-grandfather? Jewish. Yes. Yes, folks, both. And Kamala is Jesuit. Jewish Catholic. Not only that, but look at what her family did in Jamaica. Look at, she's an upper class, folks. She's a... Her family owned slaves. It's part of the slave trade. That's not okay, folks. It's not okay for a presidential candidate. Just saying. And yet, the media is crickets, silent as the night. Where's investigative journalism? You know, again, Candace, I love what you do. You're eloquent. You point. You're fearless. You do a good job in reporting. But I just submit your focus is a little bit off on here. Okay, focus on what these Rodanites, these according to the Bible, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. The Jews who say they are Jews but are not. Those are the Rodanite bloodline, folks. And it's not being anti-Semitic to tell the truth. It's not popular, but it is the truth. Who were the Rodanites? Have you ever heard that term before, folks? Rodanites, R-H-A-D, Rod-A-Night, N-I-T-E-S, Rodanites. Check it out. They are the merchant class. These are the people that control money worldwide. These are the merchants of Babylon. Best way to describe it, merchants of Babylon. And you see, historically, they're the ones that funded many of the empires. The Greco-Roman Empire, the Rome itself. Now you see, you know, how great civilizations can flourish and then crumble and die because of that influence. If you believe the Holy Bible, you believe the King James Version or any version of the Bible, folks, it's all there. It explains who they are. Okay? Now, what is America? America, to me, is good because America is good. Is great because America is good. I mean, Alexis de Tocqueville said this in his writings many, many years ago. When America ceases to be good, as far as again the principles of set out in the Christian code, America will cease to be great, and that is so absolutely true, in my opinion. We are great because we are good. You want to make America great again? Make America good again, folks. and blessings follow. It's promised. We are in a Christian nation, ladies and gentlemen. For better or for worse, it's founded by white Christian Bible-believing individuals. And that's just the fact of the matter. Okay, you want to take out America's greatness? Well, open the borders. Bring in people that don't have those same principles. In fact, are more, satanic in nature, that don't really cherish the sanctity of human life. And America will wither and die. That's really what's going on here. So yeah, we talked about the big story of Defense Department Directive, DOD, authorizing U.S. military to kill Americans on U.S. soil. Well, how about this one, folks? Here in northern Utah, there is an amazing push. Everywhere you look in downtown Salt Lake, northern part of Utah and Ogden area, you see these high-density apartment complexes just streaking up everywhere. High density. Where are they? Who's the occupants? It's stunning as I come and look at they're just opening up, and we see not all, but mostly Spanish-speaking non-Americans. Venezuelan gangs, a large part of it. Well, this is a big part of the story. Apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado is a classic example. See, Colorado and Utah are refuge states. Did you know that, folks? Fact. Property management employee, I kind of wanted to have him on the show today to tell the story. Unbelievable. He posted on X. He was beaten bad. I mean, just beaten to a pulp by a Venezuelan gang called the Tren de Argenis gang. Unbelievable. The frustration is in the mainstream media in Colorado and in Utah are continuously covering up this migrant criminal activity. It's amazing. It truly is. This is the company CBZ Management there in Aurora, Colorado, sent pictures. This is quote, "We started managing these complexes when the new owners acquired the Colorado properties in 2019. And at the time, the properties were in very poor condition. Our stated mission was to renovate them and increase their value. They did. Very ambitious project. It shows before and after pictures, beautiful apartments." Now, again, during COVID mostly, 2021, 2022, 2023, we see there's just an incredible rise in crime and tenants' complaints. In fact, they absolutely began to exit the properties. Why? Because these gangs have come in and absolutely taken over these complexes. Yeah, and local police told to stand down. This is an amazing story because this is in Aurora, Colorado. Check it out, folks. Don't have a whole lot of time to go into it. I'm just giving you the big, broad strokes. But why are these gangs, they're almost like organized mafioso. They're like not being prosecuted. Well, first of all, they're not even freaking Americans. Thank you, Kamala Harris, the border czar. You own this, Kamala. You own this. It's not just in Colorado. This is making headlines, but I'm telling you, it's happening in Salt Lake City and Ogden. And the FBI, the local FBI, I tell you what, they're just like, we're kind of hands are tied. Why are your hands tied? Thank you, Kamala Harris, VP. That's all you've done. You got to own this. I go back again to who were her parents, Kamala Harris's parents. Look at them, folks. They're card-carrying, rabid communists that subscribe to the Communist Manifesto. See, disrupt, bring chaos. This is the same thing the Bolsheviks did in Russia. You remember your history correctly. Oh, we're going to just come in and take over, and we're going to just entirely wipe out the white Christian czar family. Just going to take them out. Way to go, communism. That's what happens. That's what happens. One of the best books you can ever read is Solzhenitsyn's book, his expose book of the Gulag Archipelago. You see what happened during that era of takeover with Lenin and Stalin before World War II even happened. Folks, it's a fact. 20 million white Christian believing families, individuals, 20 million were liquidated. That's statistically significant. Okay, well, we have great spotlight focus on Holocaust museums of the Jewish people, 6 million Holocaust victims in concentration camps in Germany. Sure, that's a problem. Folks, 20 million white Christians that most people never heard of this story. Unless you really become a student of it, as I have been, and read and even interview back in the day, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you are just stunned. Folks, this is not fiction. It's absolute historical fact. 20 million white Christians eliminated under the purges of the communists, which are really run and funded by the Jewish elite, the Rodenites. I shouldn't even say Jewish, because they're not really Jewish. They're not believers. They really are all about political movements and basically wiping up, killing a lot of human beings on the planet. Euthanasia. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's the history of Russia / the Soviet Union. You got to understand that. 20 million. I don't know. Last time I went checking my math tables, that's almost 4 times more than 6 million. Well, but who cares? They're white Christians. They deserve to die, right? No. Death is death. Destruction of children is a crime no matter where you are, folks. But that's a fact. It happened. It's being positioned to happen again. Make no mistake, folks. This deep state, so-called, is controlled by these miscreants at the top that have this communist mindset. You see, wipe out populations, wipe out people, wipe out the Christian white race. I don't know about you folks, but I'm proud. I am proud to declare myself to be a white Christian male. I'm not ashamed of that. But I'm a minority, it seems like. No, not really, folks. The silent majority is white Christians, men and women. This is a wake-up call. A wake-up call, folks. civil unrest after the elections, you can pretty much take it to the bank. The question becomes, will it involve just the election, or will it become involve takeover of the money system where you have total control, just like you do in China right now? Digital currency, folks. You can't function unless you have it all tied electronically to a social credit score. And your social credit score can determine whether just how much availability and buying power your digital dollar has. In fact, starting, I think, this next week, there's going to be pilot programs of the Federal Reserve digital dollars. It's coming out. It's going to happen. It's set in stone. And anybody that dares to protest too loudly, for national security reasons, we've got to take them and incarcerate them, folks. Just because you're asking too many questions. Part and parcel of that whole purge in Russia of the 20 million, the big focus was on intellectuals. If you're a dumb, uneducated, worker class peasant, you went pretty much unopposed because they could program your mind. And most peasants in that class just wanted, they didn't have enough money or intellectual ability to, they knew how to, you know, put a shoe on a mule, but that's about it. They didn't really care about the other intricacies. So they just, and the workforce is important. They need the human labor, right? But the intellectuals, the people that understood the geopolitical currents, bye, goodbye, you're gone, you're out of here. Think that thing can't happen here in America, folks? Who would have thought in 2016 we'd see a Department of Defense directive, a DODI initiative, even whispering lethal force against we the people. Wow. How do you feel about that, ladies and gentlemen? Does it bother you at all? The question should be, what do we do about it? Well, believe me, I'm not advocating violence of any way, shape, and form. We are just here to say information needs to go out and grassroots needs to band together. Come on, Kamala. What are you going to do? Just have nothing but your Venezuelan gangs to party with? You know, you're going to bring up another P. Diddy and have some really good big parties at the White House? Oh, yeah, put the White House wing into a P. Diddy wing. Maybe that makes a lot of sense. Only Spanish-speaking and brothers allowed here, man. Come on in. America deserves better than that. We really do. So, yeah, the election cycle this year is critical. The polarization has never been more extreme. It seems like, you know, they've brought in the most extreme right against the most extreme left. I mean, let's face it. I will say this very upfront and frankly. I have followed the rise of Donald J. Trump as the proverbial spoon-fed golden boy, okay? You just do not, and I repeat strongly, you do not rise to the rank of billionaire in Manhattan and New Jersey. You don't build casinos on the Jersey Shore. You don't build Trump Towers without the absolute backing, complete backing of what's called the kosher nidra, the Jewish mafioso. You just don't do it, folks. So there's a reason why he's elevated this point to become this iconic individual. Now, does that make him bad or evil? It's just a fact, folks. Because I believe the God of the universe, our creator, can use even a King Darius for his own purposes. So I don't judge that. I just say, just man, the man is not a squeaky clean saint. He just flat out isn't, but he's still a man. And humans are mistake prone. We're infallible, right? No, we're totally fallible. We all make mistakes, no matter how powerful you are. Okay, so you have I've talked to many people about that. Well, Trump is the lesser of two evils. He's not a perfect saint, but he's a whole lot better than Kamala. Oh yeah, sure. Boy, where do they scrape this slave owner's daughter from? You know. Well, again, it's the polarities. They couldn't have found a. I mean, she's 3 times worse, in my opinion, than Obama. And so we have these polarities. We have the lesser of two evils. But, both folks, that's the problem. The lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's not going to do good for America, no matter what the rhetoric says. Okay? Will it give us 4 years of peace, perhaps? Will it defuse the international tensions in the Middle East? Probably. And that's a good thing. I really do think that will give us 4 years of relative peace before. I mean, come on, if he can keep Bibi Netanyahu under wraps and broker a peace deal in the Middle East, everybody will say, "Wow, what a one! We were wrong about Mr. Trump. He's saving the world. He's a great guy." I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, ladies and gentlemen. But again, turn to your Bible and you'll see that's predicted. He will bring peace. This great leader will bring peace for a season and prosperity. Oh, heavens. Yeah. Prosperity under what? Yeah. Call the Federal Reserve fiat dollar, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down. Just ask Ron Paul. He knows it. Well, thanks for listening, folks. This has been great to be sitting on again as a guest host. This is Upgrade Throughout with the Power Hour signing out. Thanks for listening. You have a great and wonderful day, and keep your powder dry, your head in the sky. God bless. Yeah.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.